Time now, the Medusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, last week at Princeton, you almost filled up the visiting ticket list. There were a lot of Beaver fans there. As a team and a program, what's that mean?
Well, it's just a great trip, first off, and we have so many loyal fans, and people want to follow the program, and it's a great place to go visit. And not only New York City, but a beautiful campus and a great community, and it was nice seeing almost 50 people there.
You look at your scores throughout the first third of the season. Little Jekyll and Hyde. You're scoring a bunch of goals some nights and not very many the next night. How much more consistent do you need to be?
Well, you'd like to be consistent, Schultz. I mean, you'd like to get 3 goals a game. You'd like to give up 1.5 to 2. I don't think there's any question, but sometimes, again, things don't work out that way. And, you know, the bottom line is if you're not scoring a lot, you still got to find a way to win. You got to win a close game and a low-scoring game. And, when you're getting some goals, there's a good chance you have to win a high scoring game. So you just have to find ways to win in different ways.
How much have injuries played into that inconsistency?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like to talk about injuries because I think at the end of the day, it's irrelevant. You have injuries, and you got to move on with the guys that you have in the lineup. And I don't think the fans want to hear about injuries as well. I just think sometimes, again, you know, those are excuses. And even though, again, it can be legitimate, people don't want to hear about it. So I don't know. I just worry about, again, who we have in the lineup and how we're going to play. And, you want to try to get continuity the best you can. And we probably have had a hard time getting continuity this year, but so do a lot of teams.
How close are Leo and Miles to getting back?
I don't know, Schultze. And, again, it's not one of those things that, you know, you have another week. It's when you're dealing with their injuries, it's when they're ready to go and they have to be 100% and they have to be confident that they're ready to go. So those are injuries that it could be next week and it could be a couple weeks. Who knows? It could be after Christmas. So those are day by day.
Jack Burgard got his first start and goal last Friday, the second game in Princeton. I think every goalie would say that they probably want to play better their first ever game. Very few guys go out there and play lights out in their first game. Having said that, what did you like about what you saw from him?
Well, I thought Jack, first off, I was just happy to see him get a game. And, you know, he got a little experience right there. But I think overall he made some big saves in the first period right there. And, again, of all the goals he gave up, it's not like he could have gotten any of those goals. But sometimes you got to make a save. You got to make an opportunistic save. Maybe the third goal, he might have been a little too deep in his net. But overall, I thought Jack's, you know, he tracked the puck well, and I thought he had a good first game.
More with Coach Ceritori when we return the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Ceritori. This is a tough place to play, Tom. They play a different style. Is more or less video needed when they play this kind of style and the rink is this much different?
Well, I think you always need the same amount of video. You have to, again, even though you know how they're going to play, you have to remind guys. And we have freshmen on our team that haven't seen them play. So, no, video is very important. And you prepare the same way every weekend in year after year as far as, you know, who you're playing. And there's always going to be a few different, few different nuances on how they play. There's no question. So we really prepare the same way every week.
Is the biggest key to negating their style just possessing the puck?
Well, it's hard to possess the puck because once they get possession of it, it's out. So I think a lot of it is, you know, yeah, I think puck possession is important in any game. I think you got to get shots on net, though, and then you have to have good puck recovery. And you better make sure, again, that you're good in front of your net because they are very strong down low. They're a half-court team. You got to make sure that you don't give up any ice behind the net right there because a lot of pucks go to the slot.
They lost a handful of guys early last year. They had a bunch of seniors last year, too. Are they doing anything different with the new faces they have?
I don't know, not really. I mean, again, they play the way they play, and we play the way we play. So those kids are getting acclimated. Their young guys are getting acclimated to how they play, and they're getting a lot of success with some of those guys.
With back-to-back road trips, how short have practice has been these last 2 weeks?
You know, they've been pretty short, Schultze. It all depends. Everything, you know, we went a little longer, actually, on Wednesday just because we had to get our special teams in. When you have to get your special teams in, you gotta go a little longer.
Mankato and Bowling Green have each played 10 league games. Tech has played 14 already. They're all in a virtual dead heat for points right now. You guys, you look in the loss column, you're even with them, despite the fact you've only played 6 league games. Anchorage has only played 6 league games. I realize there's no perfect way to make a schedule. I realize there's a lot of moving parts with making a schedule, but would it benefit the league to have everybody be at least somewhat close in number of games played?
Yeah, it would be, Schultzy. And I think sometimes, again, it is what it is because your non-conference schedule, you have to fill that up first. And, you know, we've already played six non-conference games, so that might be on us a little bit. But there's no perfect world, but I think you're exactly right. It'd be like I wish the gap was a little closer.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.